Warning, we're already on the naughty list. It'd be a shame to shape up now. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, December the 3rd, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in episode 113,
Florida Man is a bank robber, but not a greedy one.
Florida woman picks the wrong ride for a getaway vehicle.
Road rage turns Florida Man into a mama bird.
And Florida woman summons a demon and then kicks it out.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. You good?
Yeah.
Got nothing.
Except my arm is killing me. I just mashed all of my fingers.
What did you do?
I reached underneath to do this, and then I leaned over. There's a little right here under the spinny thing of the stool.
Uh-huh.
I reached over there to get out, do something. I leaned over, and it wobbled and mashed all my fingers.
Yeah. You're doing great, Phil.
Jeep wouldn't crank tonight. Starter's messed up. Yeah. Just, it went through 2 hours of torture at the tattoo shop.
Oh, got some more coloring done?
Got some more ink.
You gonna show it off?
To whom?
Well, oh, yeah. Not to the, they can't see, but I could.
That's cool.
Yeah, nice. Just a little bit of red showing. I know what you should put there. Pennywise. Not just Pennywise. You could do like John Wayne Gacy as the clown.
It's a music theme.
Yeah.
So, no, we're not doing that. And we ain't doing, we're not going to do a, Phil's next tattoo contest.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, it is not. That's a horrible idea.
We got to get up to 100.
No, no. Oh, hell no. I don't care if we got 2 million. That's a lie.
For 2 million patrons, I'll get my whole
tattooed on my forehead.
I was going to say, on my face. Yeah, that's a job stopper, but at that rate, I won't need a job anymore. Well, by the time this comes out, Thanksgiving's going to be over, but
I'm working on my Black Friday shopping list.
Okay.
It's pretty slim.
Nobody's telling you what they want this year?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they want.
It's what you're going to get.
It's what they're going to get. Yeah. Been painting a light. I'm high as hell on the paint fumes
right
now.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. So that should go well with the Tito's, which I am on tonight. Heavily.
Yeah. I'm just caffeinating tonight.
It's been a shit month.
Ugh. Well, 2020 can only get better.
Can it, Joel?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's move on into this week's stories. My fingers will stop throbbing long enough to...
I gave you an easy name for the first one.
Story number one. Where's this come to us from?
NBC-2.com.
NBC-2.com. Florida woman accused of kicking a man in the groin after a seance. Are you impressed I got the word seance right?
I was kind of wondering if you were going to...
Yeah, the first time I looked at it, it was like seance.
Seance. Well, I'm impressed.
And I did, yeah. So, suck it, Matthew from Washington State. Seance and a night of drinking has a Charlotte County mother back at NBC2 headlines. Christy Johnson was first accused of leaving her 5 kids in a car to get drunk at a bar back in March. This time, her charges are vicious. She is accused of knocking out a man cold.
That's a tough woman if she can knock her man out.
The victim, Kenneth Drake, was no match for a drunk Christy Johnson. Drake said on Monday night as Johnson chugged alcohol, he tried to watch Monday Night Football, but she wasn't having it.
Oh, come on. That's, you know, ladies.
So.
Let your man watch football. It's the one.
So they compromised.
Yeah.
In an attempt to keep the peace in his home, the two gathered around, lit candles, and called on dead spirits. Because that's what I do when we can't decide on what to do.
What to watch on TV.
We get out the Ouija board.
Yeah. And light the candles, turn out the lights.
Or play Jumanji.
Jumanji. That's a good one. Have you seen the movie? The new movies?
The new movies of what?
Of Jumanji?
No.
They redid it. But actually, there's a sequel to it now. I think that's just coming out. But it's The Rock and Jack Black and Kevin Hart.
Okay.
So they're avatars for these kids that get sucked into a video game. So, like, of course, The Rock, he's like the big bulky dude. The Jack Black, he's the like chunky professor type guy, and Kevin Hart is the...
So yeah, we don't do a lot of seances around here. Because I am terrified on what we may conjure up.
Oh, it's all made in your head. A Ouija board is made by Parker Brothers.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's not a real thing.
It's not a real thing? Well, no. Who would it have to be made by for it to be a real thing?
Well, what I'm saying is it's made up. It was originally made by the company that Parker Brothers was before they were Parker Brothers.
Okay.
It was a parlor. So
who would have to make a Ouija board for it to be legit?
Nobody. I mean, it's not like it's a real thing.
Okay. Well, they lit the candles and called on the dead spirits. However, Drake said that the seance. Let's go do it. Drake, however, said that the seance didn't help. In a matter of seconds, he became Johnson's punching bag.
Did the demon?
I don't know. Let's find out. Drake said Johnson grabbed him by his hair, dragged, scratched, bit, and kicked in his private parts and banged his head on the concrete floor.
Jesus Christ, she kicked his ass.
AKA, she kicked his ass.
God damn. I mean, yeah, you might grab me by my hair. You might drag me, but that's about as far as you're going to get. I'm getting out of there at that point. He just stayed there and became her punching bag, as it says.
Johnson
kicked him in the Johnson.
Yep, and his two friends. Now Drake isn't taking any chances. He said Johnson's never allowed back in his home. He has pressed charges against her. Good. Johnson was arrested for battery and taken to the Charlotte County Jail.
So was she just looking for a fight?
So I want to understand the process. So there's a lot of things here that have been left out.
Yes.
Number one, they lit candles and called on dead spirits. Well, what procedure did they use to call to contact the said dead spirits?
Right.
Actually, dead spirits is not technically true. Spirits of dead people. If the spirits are dead, then there is no one to contact.
Right.
Small technicality here in the writing.
This is obviously a untrained
in forensic
demonology.
Not demons. You don't know if they're demons or not, but it could have been forensic. What's the word I'm looking for? Forensic ghost hunting or ghost contacting.
Paranormal investigation.
Paranormal. That's the word I was trying to pull. What was the first word I said?
Forensic.
Forensic. Paranormal.
Paranormal forensics.
Paranormal forensics.
There we go.
That's it.
AKA ghost hunters.
Yep. Paranormal forensics. I like it.
I think these are just, they were just doing paranormal communications.
Oh, dead spirits. Oh, dead spirits.
Whap!
Ooh! Mm! Bang! It's over.
What the fuck was that?
That's when he got his ass kicked.
Oh, right.
I think the dead spirit thing was just a distraction.
I think she's just fucking crazy and he just wanted to go along.
So what have we learned from this?
Stay away from Kristen Johnson.
Stay away from Kristen Johnson. Number two, have an escape. It's defend yourself.
Have an escape route. Yeah.
Have an escape route. B, C.
When you want to watch Monday Night Football, do it at the sports bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Or stand your ground.
Yeah. I mean, he was in his house. He was waiting for
the
football game to come on.
He wasn't doing nothing wrong.
For her to pass out.
Yeah. One or the other.
So he could turn it back on.
Because she was chugging. It says chugging alcohol.
Yeah. It didn't say chugging beer. So it was the hard liquor.
That's enough of that story.
Story number two, Florida man demands bank teller give him less money during an alleged robbery.
Hmm.
And this one comes.
There's a limit.
Well, he didn't want that much, apparently. This one comes to us from FoxNews.com. A Florida man who allegedly robbed a bank while donning a Make America Great Again shirt apparently received far more money than he demanded and told the teller to give him a smaller amount of cash. Sandy Hawkins, age 73 years young, was arrested Tuesday following the alleged robbery that unfolded at a Wells Fargo in Boca Raton around 11:30 a.m. Monday morning, police said. Hawkins, wearing a shirt that displayed his support for President Trump, told the teller he had a weapon and said, quote, "This is a robbery," unquote, WPLG reported. He demanded $1,100 and the teller counted out $2,000 in $100 bills. But Hawkins, according to a probable cause affidavit obtained by the news outlet, told him it was too much and again demanded $1,100. Sounds like he had a particular bill he needed to pay.
Yeah, he had a bill. He had a medical bill or something. Then he only needed 11.
He just needed rent.
Yep.
The teller then slid $1,100 through the window, and Hawkins took it and left, investigators alleged. Hawkins was discovered after the manager at a nearby sports bar he frequented identified him. When Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies went to his home on Tuesday, he reportedly confessed and told them, "I'll make this easy." He apparently handed them a bank deposit slip that said, "Give me $1,100. Now, no alarms. Hope to get caught."
Hope to get caught?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he do that and hope to get caught?
Not sure. Doesn't say. How frequent are you going to a bar? Not only that the guy at the bar knows your name, but knows where you live.
I'm thinking this was a, I think this was an inside job.
I think
a conspiracy.
A conspiracy? A conspiracy of one.
Yeah. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay. But wait a minute now. So
he wanted to get caught.
He just happened after the manager. After the manager at a nearby sports bar he frequented identified him. So they must have put his picture up on the news.
Right, on the news. Oh, or okay. I'm the talking, neighborhood.
When it
something.
Said the manager, I thought it was the bank manager.
No, the manager. Oh, okay. At his favorite bar. Hawkins' old landlord, Scott Vail, described the 73-year-old man to the Palm Beach Post as, quote, an affable kind of person who probably reached some kind of breaking point when his wife died in 2013.
What's affable being?
Affable? Just kind of a go-along-with-anything kind of guy.
Well, why didn't they just say go along with anything kind of guy?
Well, because this is a quote. They had to use what the guy said. He's trying to show off his vocabulary.
I guess so. All right.
Hawkins was charged with robbery and booked at the Palm Beach County Jail.
Well, he got his wish.
Yep.
Hope to get caught. There you go. Story number three. A Florida woman accused of stealing over $110,000 in watches from her dates.
How many watches is that?
Well, it could be one. It could just be one if it's a Rolex.
Wow.
I guess. I don't know. I don't have a Rolex.
Why do you need a watch that costs that much money? It's not going to keep better time.
A Florida woman was busted. Where does it come to us from? New York Post.
Yep.
New York City. A Florida woman was busted for allegedly swiping more than $110,000 worth of luxury watches from men she met at clubs.
Hmm.
Including one tourist from New York, robbed up his $56,000 timepiece.
$56,000 just for one watch?
One watch.
You could get a pretty nice Jeep for that.
Caitlin. Oh, fuck me.
There's a lot of consonants in this name.
Caitlin Wojtosik?
Close enough.
Wojtosik.
Caitlin. Folks, look in the show notes if you want to see how this name is spelled.
Fuck me if I know. We're going to call her Caitlin. We'll call her Katie. 25 was charged Wednesday with grand theft in connection with three different cases where she allegedly took dates back to her hotel rooms after a night of partying.
Back to their hotel rooms.
Waited until they dozed off and took off with their watches, cash, and other goods.
So there's something left unsaid there. What happens between the time they went to the room and the guys passed out?
Oh, she took them back to the room and banged them and then stole their shit.
That's what I'm thinking. It doesn't say that, but it implies that.
Yeah. The blonde vixen met the first alleged victim at the Mokai Lounge in Miami Beach in May of 2018, and after a couple drinks went back to his room at the Fountain Blue Hotel.
He thought he was getting a nice little vacation trim side, didn't he?
When the guy woke up, Caitlin was gone, and so were his $12,000 watch.
Oh.
Even worse, $12,000 in cash.
She could have bought a whole other watch for that.
$800 Apple iPhone 7 and a $600 Gucci belt.
Whoa. I know this was last May, but an iPhone 7 is not $800 anymore.
Yeah, it is, because the 10 was a grand.
Yeah, but this is like, the 7 is like three generations back now.
Oh, well. A few months later, back on October the 10th.
I think he's trying to get original cost, not replacement cost.
Okay, Joel. A few months later, on October the 10th, a New Yorker visiting Miami Beach met up with Caitlin at the same club before taking her back to his room at the number one hotel. I didn't know there was a, is that the name of the hotel is like the number one in the hotel?
I guess so. It's like the W.
Okay. He went to sleep.
But it's a number instead of a.
He went to sleep wearing a $56,000 watch. It was missing when he woke up. She must have laid him out good.
I guess, man.
In the third case.
She got that
comatose snatch. In the third case, Caitlin allegedly went up to a man at the Mondrian Hotel bar in January of 2019 and began flirting with him. When they went back to his room, the man put away some high-end jewelry in a safe and while doing so, felt Caitlin standing behind him, the arrest report states. After placing the items in the safe, the victim has no recollection of the remainder of the night.
She roofied him.
Or clocked him in the back of the head.
Sounds like she's drugging these guys. Because they're all passing out.
I know. Yeah, that's true. Caitlin allegedly got away with two $20,000 timepieces, a $10,000 Rolex, and some money. She was released from jail on $22,500 bond with her arraignment in Miami-Dade set for December the 19th.
All she's got to do is hawk one of them watches. She'd get her bail money.
This isn't the first time she's been accused of swindling men out of their watches. The alleged time bandit was arrested in Broward County in February of 2017 and accused of stealing a man's $12,000 Ulysses Nardian and $1,000 in cash.
She's got a method that is working for her.
She got somebody
move those watches for
her. In that case, the alleged victim met Caitlin, then 22 years old, in the casino at the Hard Rock Hotel and paid her $700 for sexual favors, a massage.
No, it's saying straight up sex.
I was trying to be nice, but before going to sleep and waking up to find his watch gone, court records obtained by the
Post. Never fall asleep with the hooker in the room.
She was nabbed about a week later at the same hotel after another would-be victim found her rifling through his wallet in the bathroom of his room and attacked her, the arrest David says.
Now that's uncalled for. Throw her ass out, but don't attack her.
Caitlin pulled a pink taser from her purse to defend herself. When the guy managed to grab and break it in half before chasing her out of his room and calling authorities, according to the affidavit.
That's a shitty taser. You just grab it and break it.
Cops realized she matched the image of the person caught on closed caption TV camera in the watch theft case. She pleads not guilty. Wasn't me. The case is ongoing.
I left the door open. The maid must have stole it. Reasonable doubt.
Is it really?
Reasonable enough for me. I don't know. Depends. Did you look at her picture at her mugshot?
No. Is she ugly?
No.
I'm looking. She got a lot of zits.
Yeah, but that can be cleaned up. There was another picture of her, too, in one of the other stories.
Kind of looks like Heather.
Oh, my God, it does. Oh, shit, it does. We'll put this on the... I'll definitely put her mugshot in the episode art for this one.
All right, now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
And this week, our story comes from the Tampa Bay Times at tampabay.com. Florida man spits food into a woman's mouth in a road rage encounter.
That's just nasty.
That is. A Pinellas County man has been arrested on charges that he spit food into a woman's mouth after a road rage incident. I would venture to say that was during the road rage incident. David Paul Whipperman, age 61, of Largo.
Why do you get David Paul Whipperman and I get Caitlin Wazinski? No, was. I'm thinking all I got in my head is now Mike Wazinski.
Mike Wazowski.
I'm gonna let Siri say it. Speak.
Why won't you even broke Siri?
Well, it's in Google Docs.
Oh.
Maybe Command S. That's safe. Undo. Never mind. All right, go ahead.
All right. David Paul Whipperman, age 61 of Largo, was arrested Thursday on charges of felony battery and burglary of an occupied vehicle. According to arrest reports from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, Whipperman got into a road rage incident with a woman at about 5:40 p.m. on October 29th. That's about the right time to get into road rage, right during rush hour.
Now, where did this happen at? Was Tampa Bay Times.
Yeah, well... He's from Largo. It doesn't say exactly where this happened, but somewhere in Pinellas County.
Pinellas Tampa?
Tampa Bay area, okay. Yeah. Whipperman got out of his Chevy S10 truck and approached the woman in the other vehicle, a 2014 Kia sedan. The woman rolled down her window and apologized to Whipperman, at which point he spit food he was chewing at her. The arrest report states, the food, quote, struck the victim in the face and entered her mouth, unquote, the report states. How would you like... to be just driving down the road, you cut somebody off and he's pissed off and he's, you know, chasing after you and you roll down the window. You're like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. This asshole spits food in your face and it goes right in your mouth. Hmm. You don't even have a choice as to what it is. I mean, maybe he was eating ham and cheese and maybe
is that really relevant at this point?
Well,
what the content of the food is?
Well, yeah, because if it was something I don't like, that's even worse. I mean, if it was something that I would normally eat, not so bad.
All right, so what's your favorite food, Joel? You like pizza?
I like pizza, yeah.
Like pizza. So if I took a pepperoni pizza and chewed it and spit it in your mouth, you wouldn't be as upset as if I had a can of tuna fish and spit it in your mouth.
I like tuna fish too. But I would say if you spit peas in my mouth, that would be the worst.
The worst.
Yeah.
Peas. Sweet peas.
Yeah. Nasty. Any kind of green vegetable, really, I'm not a fan of.
Not?
No.
Okay.
Whipperman then opened the driver's side door, screamed at the woman, and stuck his finger in her face, arrest report state. The location where the incident occurred was redacted from arrest reports. It was unclear why it took several weeks for an arrest to be made in this case. Whipperman was being held in the Pinellas County Jail Friday in lieu of $12,500 bond.
So how did they get him for felony and burglary of an occupied vehicle?
Because he opened her door.
Oh. That's attempted burglary or?
Yeah, well, I mean, he stuck his hand in there, so that's the burglary.
I guess so. All right.
And that brings us to our fill-in-the-blank story. You ready for this one, Phil?
Yep.
All right. Fill-in-the-blank. More than 100,000 blank invade Florida woman's yard.
So did I get three chances again?
Three chances.
More than 100,000.
So 100,000 of these will fit in one yard. One person's yard. So it's not like swimming pools.
Goats.
Incorrect. That was your first guess last week, too.
Well, I'm gonna keep guessing goats until it actually is a goat. 100,000. Ants.
That is incorrect. But closer.
Iguanas.
That is incorrect. The answer is bees.
Oh. I wasn't close.
Ants was pretty close. They're insects. A Longwood woman got quite the surprise when she discovered a large swarm of bees had taken over a trailer in her backyard. Onita Williams said she didn't realize the bees were a cause of concern until her house phone stopped working.
Uh-oh.
Quote, I had been away in Kentucky and I come back and people have been trying to call me, said Williams. They couldn't get through to the land phone and I didn't know why. The 76-year-old called a repairman to fix her phone line, but upon arrival, he told her he couldn't do the job because of the bees swirling nearby. Eventually, another technician came out and fixed her phone line. Williams said the incident revealed the bee problem she had was enough to take real action. Quote, I had seen them, but I didn't pay much attention to them because bees go everywhere. I didn't invite them to come here, Williams said. Unsure of what to do next, Williams called News 6 for help. No, don't call an exterminator. Don't call a beekeeper.
Call the news.
Call the news. Ox Simiena of Ox Beekeeping decided to step in and help. When Simiena, I'm going to go with Ox, and he's got two X's in his name. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
When Ox arrived to inspect the trailer, he determined more than 100,000 wild bees had invaded William's backyard. Quote, it always feels great to help people get bees removed from their property, especially when they can't afford it, unquote, said Ox. Ox said he'll have to return to William's house to remove the second hive in the trailer. He said the wild bees aren't overly aggressive, but will defend their hive. So they're not killer bees.
They're not killer
they're
bees.
They're just regular old bees.
So here's what we've learned from this story, or what I took away from this. Number one, you should just have a cell phone and not a landline. This is 2019.
Well, she's 76. That's
second of all.
Old people are set in their ways.
Second of all, you ever been been around a swarm?
Not a bona fide swarm, no.
It's not fun.
I can't imagine. I've been stung by just one bee.
We were actually, it was way back in the day, we were actually practicing in this field and softball, and somebody yelled to get on the ground, and we all hit the ground, and this massive swarm came over, just everything got black over time, and they were right over your head. Went over your head, and they were gone. It was scary.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially if somebody was allergic. It's like and snorkeling then we decided, and seeing a shark swim underneath you.
Yeah, and then we had, I think I've told this story too, but I have, then we decided back in the day when I was little, we used to kick the football. I used to kick the football in the backyard over the swing set. That mm-hmm. was my goal post.
Okay.
And I would go into the trees in the right behind it, and there was a hornet's nest back there.
Oh, those are worse than
those are worse. Then a buddy of my dad's decided when he was back in school, decided to take in the dead of winter when the hornets were in hibernation for extra credit in a science class, brought the hornets, the nest, into the school.
They warmed up and woke up.
They warmed up and woke up. Gave him a can of Raid and told him to go fix it. Yeah. Now, the question is, though, why he thought he was going to be able to get extra credit for bringing a hornet's nest into the school is beyond me.
Yeah, isn't that something you'd want to clear with the teacher first?
Yeah, maybe.
Kids are dumb.
Story number five. Oh, this one comes from our buddy JP. From Newsweek. So here we go. Story number five, our cinco for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida woman drives a meth-filled truck on a suspended license to pick her poor boyfriend from jail.
That headline pretty much tells the
story. That's it. Yep. All right. Moving on. That's it for this week, folks.
Oh, no. We need some details on this one.
Florida woman was arrested this week for allegedly driving a meth-covered truck. What is a meth-covered truck?
I believe it's a truck.
Covered in meth?
Covered in meth.
Methamphetamine. Told police she was going to pick up her boyfriend from jail. How would one go about covering a truck with meth?
I wouldn't know.
Because it's a crystal.
Yeah.
So how do you have a crystal?
Maybe they had like leftover residue powder that was all over. Why don't you read the story and we'll find out.
All right. Lois Jean Gleason, 22, of Newport Richey, was detained by deputies from the Pasco Sheriff's Office shortly before midnight on Wednesday during a traffic stop. During questioning, police spotted a rippled plastic baggie with a crystal substance all over the driver's seat and floorboard.
Oh, okay.
So ripped. A ripped plastic baggie with crystal substance all over the driver's seat and floorboard. Oh, it was, okay.
So
the meth was covered on the seat, not on the outside.
Yeah,
all right, that was my question. All right. That's a misleading first statement.
Yeah.
The deputies quickly identified Gleason as a prolific offender who was known to drive with her license suspended or revoked, an arrest report stated.
That's pretty bad when you're only 22.
Yeah, and the cops already know. Oh, there she is. She's, yeah, we know
Let's
who she is.
Pull her over because usually
the odds are pretty good they're revoked. After being asked to step out of the vehicle, which was a Ford pickup truck spray painted black, police said the woman admitted to driving without a valid license and claimed that it would cost $20,000 to get it back. Her search revealed it had been revoked last August.
So she's been driving for over a year.
The situation became more serious when the officers looked inside the truck, according to the arrest report, which said that the crystal substance was seized and test positive for methamphetamine. When weighed, the drugs weighed 7 grams.
Wow. That's like a lot. Yeah. Well, last week, the guy that had it in his belly button, he only had 2 grams shoved up in there.
Thank you for bringing that up, Joe. I just threw up a little in my mouth. The defendant claimed that the vehicle is not hers, and she took the vehicle when it was already dark just to come pick up her boyfriend from jail.
Not mine.
The defendant claimed she was not aware of the substance being spread out all over the front seat, the sheriff's office report noted. Gleason, who is listed as unemployed, was transported to the Pasco jail without further incident. Charged with the possession of methamphetamine and driving with the license revoked.
They didn't get her for stealing a vehicle either?
No.
Grand Theft Auto?
I just borrowed it. Gleason was booked at roughly 1:30 a.m. Tuesday and remains in custody on a $5,150 bond. A charge sheet shows Gleason has been detained more than a dozen times since 2015 when she was age 18. Prior charges include, deep breath.
That's 3 a year.
A mixture of felonies and misdemeanors, including resisting arrest, drug possession, violation of domestic violence injunction, and violating probation and battery.
Damn.
The suspect's boyfriend was not named in the police report.
Well, he wasn't
and
there.
He still remains in jail, I assume.
Well, either that or he had a long walk home.
What does this girl look like? Who is Florida man? Oh, dear God. Did you look at her?
No, I'm looking right now.
Ooh. Ooh. 22? Wow. That's sad.
Oh, the one with the mascara running down her face?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, if you Google her name, they've got older versions of her mugshots.
Damn.
You can see the progression or the regression. And on that note, let's move it up to a happier story. Story number six.
Wait a minute.
What?
Never mind.
Story number six. This one was sent to us by Plant Park Patty and Terry, quote, Captain Ace. They both sent this in to us about the same time, and a bunch of other people sent it too, but they were the first ones. This one's from the Washington Post. Florida man's car was stolen by his best friend.
Well, that's not really stealing, is it?
Well, just wait. Police say it started with a wrong turn that prompted the driver to step out of his car. He shut the door. And that's when the Florida man's dog, Max, hit the gear shift and put the car into reverse, according to authorities in Port St. Lucie.
Uh-oh.
Thus began about a half an hour of mayhem Thursday morning as Max took the car round and round a cul-de-sac, exiting only after police responded to the scene.
So he put it in reverse and just went round and round?
Yeah.
He didn't hit nothing?
There's video of this. Oh, no. He took out a couple mailboxes.
Did he?
He's lucky he's down at the cul-de-sac because he just had a circle to go in. Luckily, he didn't hit anybody's house or anything. But authorities described Max's gear shift as accidental, and the Washington Post was unable to reach the large black dog to vet his intentions. Locked out, the unidentified owner gave police an extra key fob, only to be thwarted by a dead battery. Police said officers eventually got in by entering a code into the keypad on the driver's side door. So the damn dog locked the door, too. Local media reported, or the vehicle just automatically locks when you put it in gear.
Mine does once it goes over 10 miles an hour.
Is that what it is? Okay.
But 10 miles an hour in reverse around a cul-de-sac is pretty quick.
Yeah. Anna Sable, who lives across the street from the cul-de-sac, told the Sun Sentinel she started watching the car's strange donuts after her own dogs began to bark. She looked out the window to see officers gathered around. It took her a while to realize that a canine was behind the wheel, she said. Quote, "First, I thought I saw somebody backing up, but then they kept going, and I'm like, okay, what are they doing?" She recounted on local news station WPBF-TV. Her reaction when the dog got out of the vehicle? "This is turning weird." Sable told the Sun Sentinel that the car finally stopped after going up on a lawn and hitting a mailbox. The dog's owner has reportedly promised to fix the damage. No one was hurt, and the silver 2003 Mercury Sable sustained only minor damage, the Port St. Lucie police department said. It described Max in a statement as fine, healthy, and happy. Well, that's good. Quote, "They should give that dog a license," Sable told the Sun Sentinel. "He drives better than some people I've seen on the roads here."
Agreed.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, I do know that backing up and hitting a mailbox is...
right up your alley.
Oh, not just mine. The daughter takes right after me.
She's already?
Chip off the old block. Yep. She was backing my wife's van up, scraped the mailbox right along the side of it. My wife was pissed. She's got probably about a 2 foot long scrape that's about an inch deep or inch tall right along the side of the van.
Apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Nope. She comes by it honestly.
And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to Florida Man.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Just send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And we got this email. Phil, why don't you read the email for us?
Good day, Florida Men. Quick email to say congratulations on reaching your milestone and registering the LLC.
Thank you.
I am honored that one of my suggestions managed to be the successful name in the voting pool, though it did kind of stack the deck.
Yeah, this is from Michael from Australia.
No shit.
Yeah, he said it a bunch of them that we put on the whiteboard. Yeah.
Also wanted to say that my two less than complimentary suggestions, lovable dumbass and crazy stupid, were direct references to the theme song and no way reflect how we feel about the host or your loyal intern.
Of course. Yeah, we got it. We knew that.
Well, let's go back to the intern a second. Just kidding.
She's not in the room.
She's not in the room right now, so I can talk about it.
Wait till next Tuesday until she kicks your ass.
Get my ass beat on. Yeah, Tuesday night, I'll have a black eye. Haven't been in touch for a while because it's been a bit hot here in Australia. The bushfires Joel referenced in the podcast were between 2 and 9 miles from our home at one point, and we prepped for evacuation.
Damn.
Your podcast was pivotal in keeping our spirits up during the stressful time, and for that, we are very thankful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks again for all you do. Keep up the good work and keep on trucking. Your Aussie mates, Michael and Tracy. P.S. We fully expected Joel to try the accent despite our request, and we're not disappointed. It was delightfully terrible.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try, Michael.
I'll have to work on that. But yeah, thanks, Michael. Thanks, Tracy. We
rednecks from Mississippi don't do a very good Australian accent
or English.
Hey, watch your freaking mouth! All right. So, Michael, thanks so much for the email, and it's pretty damn cool to know that we've reached people in Australia. Maybe we need to go on a trip to Australia. Go to the Outback.
If we, well, I'm not going in the Outback.
Why not?
Because every other thing will kill you in the outback.
All right, Michael, he's scared, but we'll see what I can work out. If you'd like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and send it every episodes and other cool shit, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman. Or send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra, David, and Wallace. At the Tampa tier, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kat, and Michael. At the Tallahassee tier, Matthew from Washington State, Koneth, Erica, Heather and Josh, woo-hoo, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, and JP. At the Daytona tier, Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, the Space Coasties, Steven, Danielle, and Lata. And at the Miami tier, Travis.
So we're going on a, I was wondering, I wanted to talk to you about this. Okay. For the after things, so Black Friday, I'm going golfing with Steve.
Are you?
Yes. So since he's a Patreon and we're now an LLC, can I write this off as a business expense?
I don't see why not.
Sweet. This program is provided for information use only, and no warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical or financial tax advice from the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, is that directed
to me? At least not
this
one. Yeah. And do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a cul-de-sac by my dog.
Of course. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy,
you can kiss my ass.
Florida man, Florida man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's the Florida man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can. He lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
Never fall asleep with the hooker in the room. The preceding podcast is copyright 2019 by Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.